Welcome to Business Resolutions, a weekly discussion about business in Puerto Rico with Jorge Gonzalez, attorney and management consultant.
Good day, listeners. This is Jorge Gonzalez, and today's program is live. You're invited to call in at 724-1030 and the toll-free 877-771-4242. My program is going to go around the topic of collaboration. As you may have heard in the program when I went on live about a month ago, one of the values and that I try to carry forward in the interviews with my guests is the importance of collaboration, of working together. And without that, my feeling that we're not going to get anywhere. There was a commentary back in the in December. I think it was probably my first one. As you know, I now have commentaries on Wednesday. And back on December 5th, I had one which I titled Action for the Common Good. And there I cited my cousin, Eduardo Gonzalez, and he described an image of Puerto Rico that I think accurately depicts the main challenge we face. Puerto Rico, he says, is like a boat with each side rowing in opposite directions, so that the boat is going around in circles. In the center of that boat, we have the latest elected captain, you know, the governor, trying to break that vicious circle or cycle. Others have said that we are like a ship with, you know, one side tying the rope to the dock or putting an anchor, and so the ship's not moving. There are other kinds of images that that one can envision with respect to the situation that we face in Puerto Rico in terms of not collaborating. I think that's the theme I want to have for the day. And I think we're going to go from the sublime to the ridiculous in terms and everything in between in terms of some of the things that are happening both in the legislation that's coming forward in terms of what happens with different entities and the in the commercial, for example, our lawyer, the bar exam, the bar association, and the legislation that made it non-compulsory, and now before us is the issue of whether it should be compulsory. And we'll go over some of these different themes as both in business and in the different nonprofits, and how collaboration or lack of it is as I think, you know, creating a great problem. And in terms of the sublime, this weekend, when I think of collaboration, of people working together in extraordinary ways, I'm always amazed with the symphony. And our symphony is fantastic. We had a program this Saturday, which was outstanding. It was on Wagner. It's the 200th anniversary of Richard Wagner. And played some different parts of opera. I'm not an opera fan. I love chamber music. I love symphony and all the, whether it's piano or violin, et cetera, the concertos, et cetera. But boy, I've tried very hard to get to like opera, but I have not. So when it comes to Wagner, I basically have pigeonholed him in the very complex German operatic area, and have not really had the opportunity to enjoy his music. This performance on Saturday was, you know, without any singers and purely symphonic, and it was just really beautiful. And when you have a huge complex with implementation of harps and the horns and everybody working together, and with an incredible amount of energy that it's required, you know, for these particular works, I think it's collaboration at its highest level in what I consider the sublime. And our symphony with Maximiano is doing an excellent job with new areas that some of us have not been had the exposure of, and I think with great success. So when I think of the Sublime, there it is. By coincidence, last night I tuned in for a very short period on the Grammys, and there was that just at that very moment, the prize were for the rap sung collaboration. And that is a woman and a man getting together and singing something of impact. And I've always enjoyed those duos. And I said, and it was called the Rap Song Collaboration. I said, wait, what a coincidence. Here I am thinking of my program for tomorrow being collaboration. And I go from Saturday with the symphony and the rap sung on Sunday evening. So I think like a message from God, you know, you're on the right track with respect to the theme. There was a recent article in El Nuevo Día, and it was by Maria de Lourdes Lara Hernandez, who's the Fundación Agenda Ciudadana, that's trying to bring everybody together in a common theme to both social and economic development of our community. And it's entitled Ubuntu. And so, you know, it's a strange word, but it's an African word. And it describes a story of anthropologists who proposed to a small group of children that he was talking to that he had put a basket of fruit off in the distance, and that whoever arrived there first, you know, could have the fruits, that whole basket. And to his surprise, the children got up and all held hands and together, unified, walked carefully and calmly to the tree, and all sat around and all enjoyed the fruits. And you could see the message there of this culture of collaboration and working together as being far more effective. And we have all these kinds of images of that you have, for example, they say that in Puerto Rico we're a little bit like the crabs. You put them into a pail, and the crabs, as soon as they see one starting to climb out of the pail, the other ones below pull that crab down. And some say, you know, we tend to be that. Instead of allowing somebody to get out in freedom and to develop and to have success, we bring them down, and that some people understand is a little bit endemic to our society, and we got to break that vicious circle. In terms of bringing to mind what I considered, you know, also a collaboration, a recent one that I participated. It was a week ago Saturday. And it involved the Fundación Bechara with the Caparra Country Club with the Red Cross. And they got together, worked together to put a presentation at the Caparra Country Club on certifying people for emergency handling emergencies, from cardiopulmonary resuscitation, CPR, to the use of the automatic external defibrillator, from how to address an emergency, the first things you should do, and how to handle an emergency, an accident, for example, in a workplace, and work through not only with nice videos and explanations, but with hands-on activities to have you go through the actual practice of handling whatever that particular moment was trying to be instructed. And this the same organization, the Fundación, also had a very nice collaboration with the municipality of Dorado, in which the police of Dorado, the police cars in Dorado, will have these automatic external defibrillators in their car. It's been determined that the first entity or person to reach an accident or a problem with health is the police, and not necessarily the, you know, ambulance, etc. They're usually closer to the scene of what where these things happen. And so by bringing the AEDs to the police cars and training the municipal police, it's hopeful that those AEDs will get to the location in time. Critical two, three minutes are the best. Once you get past 5 minutes, it gets too late. And you can save lives by having the AEDs, you know, at that particular location. If you go from the sublime where things are working, what has been a real frustration is dealing with the health department. They're in charge of implementing a law and regulations where AEDs are required in government offices. They don't have one at the health department, and in offices, municipal and state, Commonwealth offices throughout the island, plus locations of a certain number, 250 employees throughout all Puerto Rico. And the implementation of this law is something that would save an awful lot of lives. And the Fundación Bechara is and I'm a member of the board, is trying to get to the government to sort of to implement a law that exists. And one of the common themes that you will hear in my commentaries and in my my programs is that we have to enforce the laws, and it's just a basic principle that we need to undertake. So that is an area of collaboration. You know, the nonprofits with a foundation with the government, everybody working together, and they have to work together if we're going to have this thing really have success. The AED program and the implementation of laws and regulations is a good example, and you know, but we go from where we have been having success to where we really haven't. So let's take a break, and we'll come back and go into some of the more commercial business areas where collaboration is being successfully implemented and where it is not. Be right back.